The global financial crisis will likely be front and center tonight when John McCain and Barack Obama square off in Nashville. It's their second presidential debate. This one has a town hall meeting format. That means regular voters get to ask the questions. Here's The World's Alex Galifant.
Likely amongst those voters, says Jimmy Davis at Belmont University in Nashville, will be Joe Sixpack, Everyday Joe.
When Joe Sixpack asks you a question, it's really important that Joe get an answer from you, a direct answer. And one of the things that will happen in this kind of format, too, is that the camera will show Joe Sixpack as you respond to him. And if he's not happy with your answer, everybody who's watching will know he's disgusted with your answer.
Joe Sixpack, soccer mom, lakeside latte lover. Okay, I made that one up. The American political scene carves up the electorate into constituencies of almost mythic power. The British are good at it too. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, talk was of Mondeo Man, named after a Ford car likely to be owned by a male voter in his mid-20s on the verge of settling down with a partner, mortgage, and a dog. But it's harder to find good examples elsewhere. There are plenty of everymen. Egyptians will be familiar with Fulan Fulan. He's a kind of John Doe, a name without a name. Fulan Fulan appears in political cartoons, often expressing the simple wisdom that seem to elude politicians. But quick calls to Denmark, Greece, Italy, and Germany couldn't elicit any characters that are shorthand for specific political target groups. No Norwegian NASCAR dads. Maybe you know better.
That's The World's Alex Galifant. If you do know, say, the Tanzanian equivalent of a soccer mom, we'd like to hear it. We'd also like to hear from new Americans who are about to cast their first vote and what they're looking for in the next president. Send an email to theworld@pri.org. That's theworld@pri.org. This is PRI.